SBS Radio.
Trauma, diaspora, pagiging iba. Ito ang ilan sa mga tema ng poetry ni Eunice Andrada, isang manunulat na kasama sa Melbourne Writers Festival nitong taon.
Well, in 2012 kami pumunta dito. Ako, pinanganak ako at raised sa Quezon City at Paranaque. Ilonggo yung pamilya ko. So sometimes I write in English, Tagalog, and Ilonggo, which I'm experimenting with more.
Paano ka napunta sa poetry? Ito ba talaga yung pinakaunang medium na sinubukan mo?
Actually, hindi. Ito yung unang pinaka-medium na sinubukan ko. Una, hilig ko talaga yung pagsusulat ng mga essay sa high school, kunwari. Tapos, naging journalism. So, nag-aral ako ng journalism sa Sydney. And then, slowly, parang gusto kong maging mas creative. Tapos, pumunta ako. Noong mga 15 years old ako, pumunta ako sa mga poetry slam event kung saan yung mga nagpa-perform, puro mga kaedad ko, puro mga parang kamukha ko in the same way na parang either new migrant sila or feel nila na hindi sila talagang nagfit in dito sa Australia because of so many different reasons, because of racism and discrimination. So parang yun yung unang creative home ko sa Sydney. Tapos from there, nag-grow talaga yung pagsusulat ko tsaka yung pag-perform ko.
So ano yung mga typical na tema ng poetry mo? Yung ba yung pagiging new migrant ba or pagiging different kagaya nga nasabi mo?
So from the beginning, I think nag-evolve talaga yung mga tema ng poetry ko. From the beginning, yun nga, yung pagiging part of diaspora, part of the Filipino diaspora dito sa Sydney. Pero more and more, parang nagiging space for healing yung mga tula ko kasi marami ding pinagdaanan yung pamilya ko from family violence to different layers of trauma. So yun yung parang naging space para ma-process ko yung mga trauma na yun na intergenerational from my grandmother to my mother, to me. So I think one of the main themes through this is there's domestic violence, there's sexual violence, there's the violence of migration, and yung mga paraan kung paano to nakaka-apekto sa mga susunod na generation, kung paano to nakaka-apekto sa pamilya ko, tsaka kung paano ko nakikita yung mga effects na to sa mga kaibigan ko, tsaka sa new generations dito sa Australia at overseas din. Yung mga feedback ay napaka parang encouraging at napaka heartening kasi sinasabi nila sa akin na parang they feel very represented by the stories that I write, by the poems. Kunwari, the poem that I'll read today, tungkol to sa experience ko ng pagbalik sa Pilipinas at yung mga na-feel ko na change, tsaka yung privilege ko bilang Australian na nakakabalik pa sa Pilipinas. And yung mga kaibigan ko, kunwari, mga kaibigan kong Pilipino, nakaka-relate sila dito kasi feel nila na dahil sila, lumaki sila dito, parang foreigner na sila sa Pilipinas, kahit Pilipino sila.
Hindi naman lahat kasi nakaka-intindi ng poetry. It's not as accessible or as relatable as, let's say, an essay, a straightforward essay or a novel. So how do you think you can, in your own way, paano mo magagawang more accessible or relatable ang poetry to others?
So I think yung problema na yon, parang nagsisimula mismo sa classroom. Kasi often, yung mga nagtuturo ng mga poetry, hindi sila, kunwari, sa Pilipinas. Hindi ako natuto ng mga si Nick Joaquin, for example. Yung tinuro lang sa amin si Jose Rizal. Tapos, yung ibang tinuro sa amin, si Shakespeare, si William Wordsworth, William Blake. Pero ano namang kinalaman ng mga pinagsusulat noon sa buhay namin?
Yeah.
Bilang, you know, young Filipinos na hindi man nakaka-relate sa English countryside. So I think dapat talaga magsimula sa mga classroom yung pagtuturo ng poetry na related sa buhay ng mga estudyante. And from there, I think mas ma-appreciate ng mga tao at ng mga estudyante at makaka-relate sila sa poetry. And from what I can do naman bilang manunulat, I think the way that I can make it more accessible is through performance.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi syempre lahat naman, hindi naman lahat nakaka-access ng mga printed material like books. Not like for me, books are expensive.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
I often do free events so as well, which are open to everyone, all ages, all demographics. And I think there needs to be more accessible spaces for free literature events, free poetry events. Melbourne Writers, for example, Writers Festival has a lot of free events. Mm-hmm. So the one that I'm doing tonight is for free. And I think, you know, it has to happen on all levels, from education to what we can do as writers to what institutions can do, like festivals, like huge institutions with a lot of money to be able to provide events that are accessible to everyone, no matter the means or capacity of those people.
For people who want to shift to poetry, kasi ibang-ibang writing for different mediums, what would your advice be?
To try poetry, or to understand how to shift from prose to poetry, I think yung talagang advice ko ay magbasa ng magbasa, to read widely, to look at the poetry in everything. For example, I think one practical piece of advice that I can give is, kunwari, nagsulat ka ng mahabang essay, kumuha ka ng pentel pen, marker, tapos you try to parang ibura mo yung mga ideas na hindi mo kailangan. Kasi yung poetry, napaka-condensed na form.
Yes.
So, yung poetry, di niya kailangan ng maraming mga words para ipakita yung meaning. So, sa exercise na yon, kunwari, magsusulat ka ng mahabang essay or yung mga thoughts mo, at mag-erase ka lang ng mga hindi mo kailangan. At I think nakakatulong din kapag binabasa mo yung words.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi habang binabasa mo, nalalaman mo rin kung anong hindi kailangan.
Yeah.
So parang, I think yun yung tinatawag na economy of language. I think practice din yun sa journalism, kasi every word counts.
Yes.
Every word counts in an article, every word counts in a poem. So yun, magbasa, tsaka look at all the possibilities. Kunwari, nagbabasa ka ng sign sa pader or nagbabasa ka ng mga brochure. I think it's really important to look at the poetry and everything and to see how ideas, kung paano sila mako-convey ng mas poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think there are no rules. There are no rules to what poetry can be or should be. And I think the key is to experiment.
Itong pagbabasa ni Eunice Andrada ng isa sa kanyang mga poems mula sa kanyang librong Flood Damages.
Last Days of Rain. If you tell your children the story of how you came here in a language they don't understand, did you arrive at all? I've left everything I've grieved with a bouquet of disappearing, buried stones of quiet in my cheeks. Here is the displaced. Feet bruised with the rhythm of leaving. Skin dusted with the Pacific salt of islands that will call back in a different tongue. Narito ang dayuhan, na may paang kabisado ang ritmo ng paglisan, na may balat na pinaspasan ng asin galing sa Pasipiko. Makikilala pa ba ang anak na hinalikan ng dayuhang lupa? Saan mahahanap ang kanilang nawawalang tinig? Because I am a daughter of diaspora, and by default an open sea, what language will not meet me with rust? They convince my mother her voice is a selfish tide, claiming words that are not meant for her, this roiling carcass of ocean making ragdolls of our foreign limbs, sa katapusan walang kulang o hihigit pa. I wrangle together the language I grew up with yet still have to rehearse. I play with a familiar rattle of consonants in my tongue and do not think myself a serpent. I am lost in the strangeness of my hometown. By the street corner, a man in rags turns to me and says in careful English, "Where are you going?" I don't answer. Offended that he recognized the mongrel flag I call my face, I want to say to him, Pareho lang po tayo. We are the same. I know my bleached accent. The dollars in my wallet sing another anthem. The voice is an open casket funeral, haunted by the questions, how long have you been here? How long are you staying? Kailan ka babalik? Kailan ka uuwi? I am above water, holding on to a country that drowns, with or without me.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.